This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
I noticed that you did something when we were out together at a store and it embarrassed me.
What I do this time?
When we were at a store purchasing things for my daughter's birthday party, and at the end of the order, they asked me if I wanted to donate a dollar to... I don't even know what I was donating a dollar to. They said, would you like to donate a dollar to such and such charity to help children?
No.
Who? And I said, sure, that's fine.
No, why would you do that?
And you went, oh, Lord. And it was like an involuntary, oh, Lord. And I was like, she can hear you.
They don't even care. They're required to ask.
Right, but you know what? When you go out, do you say no every single time?
100%. Not even blinking an eye. Don't even ask me. Just put out a sign so I can ignore it.
At 955-9254, I believe that the majority of people on Long Island say yes when you're asked to donate a dollar. Because the God's honest truth is, what is a dollar going to hurt you? And that it could make a difference in whatever charity I donated to. I can't be sure which one it was this time.
See, that's why I'm not going to donate a dollar. Because A, I don't know if they, whatever they support, they could be sending money to terrorists across the world. I have no clue.
Well, then they have to live with that.
You have to live with that because you blindly said yes.
Well, I didn't blindly. I want...
What was that charity that you donated to?
I can't be sure right now.
Possibly involving a child.
Because they have a different one no matter where you go. Like at Stop and Shop, it's one. At Justice,
the
it's another.
The only reason why they're doing that is for a tax break.
No, it's not, Jason. They're doing it because it's very easy to just add a dollar onto your total order. And we are privileged as Americans and as Long Islanders.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. We're privileged that we can go to Justice and go shopping for our kid there. And it's like, yeah, if they want to ask me to donate a dollar, don't know where that one went to either. But honestly, I'm like, yes, we can help. And then you have to roll your eyes and say, oh, Lord, I'm standing there.
Yeah, because you don't want the stupid register lady to judge you for saying no.
But I don't want to say no.
You kind of do.
I don't want her to judge you for saying no.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, she does. She does. It's so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing that you rolled your eyes. And I was like, don't.
It's so obnoxious. It's like asking if I want a credit card. No, I don't want a credit card. And no, I don't want to donate a dollar to some child in a third world country.
I do. I think the majority of people, when you're asked, do say yes.
No, they don't.
You think they say no? Then they wouldn't do this.
They would probably say no, but thank you.
But
they won't say
it's so ridiculous to say no when it's a dollar. It's not like they're asking for $5 or $10. They're asking for $1.
If I wanted to donate $1, I would have donated $1 already.
No, this is where they give you the opportunity to give if you feel so led.
They don't even care.
Yes, they do care.
You believe in humanity too much.
And you don't believe in humanity?
No, I believe in keeping my dollar in my pocket.
Good, you enjoy your $1. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know, buy a Coke.
Hi, it's Dana and Jason.
Hi.
Okay, so honestly, do you give a dollar, Jasmine?
Honestly, it depends on the cashier. If they're saying, oh, like, you ever gone to, like, Stop and Shop and they're just like, oh, you want to donate a dollar? Like, you don't even sound excited to even help.
Oh, my God, it depends on the cashier. So they have to sell it to you?
Basically, because you didn't even go on a dollar today. Like, you know, like,
exactly.
Like you're excited for it, you know?
It really should be on you as to whether or not you want to help the children.
Exactly. You proved my point. If I wanted to help, I would have already donated. Little 15-year-old Timmy, who works at the cash register, saying, do you want to donate a dollar? It's not really going to make me want to.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's really interesting. See, I don't care if they sell it or not. If they ask the question, I always say yes. But
I mean, look at it this way. Like, of course I'm going to have a dollar. I'm in the freaking store, you know? Like, I have the dollar, but you don't even want me to... You don't even care if I give the dollar.
Where's the conviction?
Because it's not for them. 15-year-old Timmy ain't got nothing to do with it.
Then why are you asking me?
Exactly. Don't ask me then.
No, no,
Exactly.
No, you, okay.
Thank you, Jasmine.
It doesn't have anything to do with the store you're at. Like when I go.
No, it doesn't not.
Okay, Jason.
Yeah.
Justice, where I shop for my daughter,
uh-huh.
They're not getting a cut of the money. So what does the girl sitting there at the register care if I donate or not?
Exactly. So why are they asking me?
What they're doing is. You guys are so ridiculous. They are they're the middle person facilitating the opportunity for you to give.
Why do I need a middle person?
Because
if I wanted to give, the opportunity is already there. It's called the internet.
You might not be thinking in your mind, oh, I do want to help such and such charity. So now, good thing, they're featuring.
Thank God Timmy from Ronkonkoma with the bad acne problem goes, hey, do you want to donate a dollar to some child in third world
exactly.
country?
Exactly. Well, it's usually not for a third world country. It might be for Special Olympics or Wounded Warriors, St. Jude's Hospital, March of Dimes.
Oh,
they're
Lord.
All coming back to me now. I mean, but the bottom line is they are just the facilitator. So it's Timmy ain't got nothing to do with it.
Then don't ask me.
What they should do is just take a portion of the store's money without telling us and just donate the dollar.
Exactly.
Like, so what you're saying is it's like they need to have a representative from the charity there to sell you on giving a dollar.
If it means that much to them.
Exactly. Do what you got to do to help people.
Jasmine agrees with that demented statement. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Miranda.
Hi.
From Rocky Point, do you donate a dollar when they ask?
I don't always donate. I gotta be honest. I mean, sometimes it depends. It really does. If they like talk about the organization and they're really passionate about it, then I'll donate a dollar. But just sometimes it's not worth it.
That's really interesting. Then they should do a whole training seminar for these people.
They should.
Because a lot of people are calling in and saying, if there was a better sell or a pitch, I may donate.
Exactly. Because you have to make me passionate about this
for
organization.
$1? Because they're not asking you for a 20 spot. They're asking you for $1.
Yeah, because I want to know where my money's going.
But you have to keep in mind that the person at Justice doesn't have anything to do with this fund.
Then why are you asking me if
they're
you have
not representing that fund?
Yeah, they are by asking.
No, they're just working for Justice.
And Justice is associated with them. So as an employee,
The person at Justice, they're only responsible for getting excited about the scratch and sniff pillows that smell like chocolate ice cream. That's what I want them to be passionate about because that's what they sell. They're just offering you an opportunity to give. They're not there to sell it to you.
I gotta be honest though, I worked in a supermarket and when they give you that stack of things, they're just like, okay, just sell these and whoever sells the most gets a prize. So
what was the prize?
You get like a $50 gift certificate, a Visa one. So the cashiers are actually getting something out of it.
Yeah, exactly. So don't feel so good about it, sister.
Yeah, but did you feel good about the fact that you're helping? What were you selling? The balloons?
Yeah, the balloons.
Okay.
St. Jude's.
Okay, for St. Jude's.
Yeah, I hope you're happy. You're supporting.
I don't care.
Miranda from Rocky Point.
She should
15.
Get something because it has nothing to do with her. That's the thing. It has nothing to do with Miranda from Rocky Point. It's on you to be charitable. It's on you to be caring and giving.
Yeah, and I know where to go. It's called the internet. Hashtag St. Jude's
When's
Hospital.
When's the last time you did that?
I don't donate. I don't have money.
Thanks, Miranda.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Megan, are you there from Shirley?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Do you say no to giving
$1?
Never. I never say no. I've never, ever actually said no.
I think about it. It could be like a cancer charity and like, think about it. Who could be that family relying on that $1 from that person?
No, I have insurance.
What? Jason!
But here's the deal. No, honestly, Megan from Shirley, every freaking time you go into a grocery store, when that stupid sign pops up, would you like to donate a dollar? You hit yes.
I do.
I don't believe you. You are like...
I do too. No, I've never said no because... And I don't necessarily know exactly what I'm giving to. But honestly, okay, what am I going to do with $1?
I don't know. Buy something.
No, you can't buy anything for $1.
Put it into the college fund for your children. They need something.
These pennies add up to these organizations. So I'm just like, you know what? It's a dollar. If they're misusing it, they have to deal with the consequence.
Because I've been the person on the other side of the counter and these people say no. I want to choke them. I'm like, how rude are you?
See, look at you being passionate about it.
Megan, you are like one in a million. All those other 15-year-olds who are behind the register don't give two dimes.
Well, that's because they're 15-year-olds and they don't know what...
Exactly, but they're representing the foundation by asking me, so get better representation. Maybe if I knew you were going to choke me out, I would donate a dollar.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Hey, Erica from Selden.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you say yes whenever they ask you to donate a dollar?
I usually say yes, but I wanted to give you a different perspective because I worked at Stop and Shop for 5 years. When I worked there, I was so young, and I honestly didn't judge anyone or care if they donated.
Thank you, Erica. It's like saying hi and goodbye.
And from your own perspective and personal research, do you think more people said yes or more people said no?
I think more people said yes.
Well, the problem is that people are like you and you just never say no.
Right. Well, I'm not saying no to that for my $1.
I would feel
guilty later if I said no to that.
You would feel guilty over a dollar?
I would. Yeah, I would feel bad. I would be like, why did I do that? That was selfish. Next time I'll say, make it two.
Erica, here's the deal. I want you to go back to your Stop and Shop days. Okay, and then ask Dana if she would like to donate.
Why? I'm just going to say dollar. Yes.
No, you have to say no.
Would you like to donate a dollar to Sloan Kettering Cancer Society?
Absolutely.
No,
yes,
no, you have to say no.
That's cancer, and yes, I would. I don't know exactly
you
what,
didn't
but...
even hear what she said about the foundation because she slurred over the words.
I would say yes still. No, she did a good job. I would definitely not say no to her.
Literally, you couldn't even hear anything she said because she was laughing through it.
Oh, well, I would still say yes.
Because she smiled at you?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Thank you so much, Erica.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Do you say yes or do you say no?
I say yes.
I knew you were going to. I could tell.
How can you tell?
Laid back, nice guy.
He sounds tired.
He's not going to be all uptight about his dollar. Don't overthink
it. How do you not get five? How do you, I don't, depending on my mood, is anywhere between one to five. Jason, go back to Kansas.
Wow.
Excuse me, sir.
Go back to Kansas.
I'm not Dorothy.
But you are from there.
No, I'm from Texas.
I know, but you lived in Kansas.
We live in New York where our taxes are $7,000 to $15,000. You can't afford a dollar.
It's not that I cannot afford a dollar. It's that if I really want to give, I'm going to give.
No, you don't have the opportunity. Life's too busy.
So you get a pass because a 15-year-old at a cash register has to ask you?
Absolutely.
That's not real donating.
That is real donating.
No, because your heart's not really into it. And
yes,
then you
it is.
Go pat your back. You go give yourself a pat on the back because someone offered it to you. No, real donating is donate your time, effort, and actually heart into it instead of a dollar.
Even, it's not even a pat on the back. It's just doing it. I don't even need the satisfaction. Just the fact that I gave it. I don't even think twice about it. It's not even like a question in my mind. Who wouldn't? It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. If you're a New Yorker and you can afford to live here, how do you not give a dollar?
Well, I don't know if I can afford to live here because I basically live at Dana's house.
Usually I disagree with you, Dana, but here you're right on the nose.
Oh, Joe
winning him over.
Thank you, Joe. I'm glad I can win you over today, friend. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Angeline.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, do you donate a dollar?
I donate sometimes. It depends on finances because sometimes I just don't have it. Well, I go to school and I have kids, so I work part-time, so sometimes it's hard to find the dollar to donate.
But the bottom line is it's all about where your heart is, and you come from a place of yes. You come from a place of if I could, I would. Jason comes from a place of I don't want to.
Okay, so here's the deal, sister. Your heart isn't into it because you don't even have a second thought. No, it's not. Your heart into it is when you're something passionate about and you feel, do you feel anything other than, oh, I didn't get judged?
You have to worry about what charity it's for and how those people for that charity feel. Like, that's what I think about.
But Dana doesn't think like that because Dana doesn't even know what charity it's going to. She just says yes because she can't say no.
Okay, the only reason I don't know is because it happens really fast and you have a split decision to say yes or no, and there's not enough time to do background research on the charity, but at least I'm coming from a place of yes.
So what you're saying is if I ask you a really quick question, you'll just say yes?
Usually. This is how I got into this mess in the first place.
Can I get the job?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why you're sitting here, because I couldn't say no.
Later?
Yes.
Yeah, this is working out in my favor. Can I eat dinner with you?
I guess.
Yay!
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, Mia, you there from Riverhead?
I am.
Okay, so do you always donate a dollar?
I don't.
Thank you.
But I have very good reasoning why I don't.
Very good reasoning?
I love it.
Yes. Listen, a couple of years ago, a supermarket that I frequent was doing this, food for friends thing where you, donated stuff for Thanksgiving. They were doing it for 2 months before Thanksgiving.
I love that.
And I was like, yeah, and I was like, awesome. I'm all for people eating for Thanksgiving.
Preach.
So I donated They like had these little bags that you could buy filled with canned goods and all that.
I've done that too. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
And they had that big box that you put, they put it in after you pay for it.
Sure.
And all that. So Thanksgiving comes and goes, and I'm food shopping for a couple weeks after Thanksgiving, and I noticed that that big box still there, filled with the bag that everyone bought stuff for, and I'm like, my bag is still in there, and I want it back now.
Wait, what?
Because why wouldn't those people get it for Thanksgiving? They were doing it for 2 months before Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving passed, and the box was still there.
Yep. Oh,
so the
no!
Didn't get the food.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, there's little glitches in the system, but we don't have to be jaded forever and say no every time someone asks us to donate a dollar just because of that one little mishap five Thanksgivings ago.
They're like, hey, do you want to donate to the kids? And I'm like, no.
No, I don't. I don't want to donate to the kids.
If I wanted to donate to a kid, I would give my leftover share CDs.
No one wants them.
Well, they're missing out.
Did you get your food back, by the way?
Yes.
They gave it to you?
I asked them what's going on. Like, it's been 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. Those people didn't get their food.
They're hungry.
Yes, it's terrible.
Yeah, but you know who the real winner is, sister? You are, because you got two Thanksgiving dinners. Boom.
Oh, boom.
Double stuffing, sister.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.